This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready to get started with another hour here on the Monday program. July 22nd is upon us, and yes, we are now officially two-thirds of the way through the month of July. Hip, hip, hooray for the heat. How many people love the heat? Yay!
Normally I do, but not when it's this intense.
No, we all had an intense weekend with lots of stories to tell. But because the big story of the weekend was the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, Jay Honeycutt, who was former director of the Kennedy Space Center and worked through all the Apollo programs, is here with a recount of what went on. He'll join us in a few minutes. I want the ladies to take some questions, some time with him, because they come at it from a different point of view. I'm too much of a not a gangster. What do they call it when you're a follower of somebody? What's the word that's used?
A groupie.
A groupie, thank you. Yes, that's exactly
right.
You
got that confused with gangster?
Well, these are the same letter. All right, gangster of love. Bernie Sanders in your focus, Jennifer. What's going on with him?
Oh, just kind of a crazy story. The Washington Post reported last week that Bernie's field staffers were upset because Bernie was out there on the campaign trail talking about a $15 an hour minimum wage, but he wasn't paying his employees that minimum wage. In fact, they said that the employees said that he's paying them poverty wages while he rails against big corporations who pay starvation wages. So in response, Bernie Sanders told the Des Moines Register last week he was very proud to lead the first major presidential campaign with unionized workers, but he was also bothered by the news that there was an internal strife that had spilled into the media. So he agreed to make sure every staffer was making $15 an hour. Well, apparently that was cutting into a little bit too much money. So as many who argue against a $15 minimum wage, Bernie Sanders announced this weekend he will cut staffers' hours so that they can effectively be paid that $15 an hour minimum wage. This is the same stuff that's happened in major cities like Seattle and Los Angeles once they do a mandatory $15 minimum wage. And, of course, that's prompted a bit of mocking from critics who say the move is more evidence that Bernie's plan to raise the national minimum wage is a bit hypocritical and would only lead to less work and more unemployment. So Bernie taking that on this week.
Now, what this leads to is Bernie Sanders paying his workers $15 an hour for 6 hours of work, and they work 12. So they're not going to be in and out working fewer hours. That's a fraudulent statement. He's full of old shoes, as my father used to say. That's nonsense. That isn't going to happen. And shame on him so he brings the thing to light after somebody trips him up on it. But then, you know as well as anybody who's worked on a campaign, I have, Jennifer has, I don't know, Victoria, I would guess at some point in time in your life, you've worked on a campaign.
I haven't.
Victoria has. You haven't? Okay.
Nope.
Well, I have, and I know Jennifer has. And it becomes a 24-hour a day. If you're really into it, the young kids who are into these, and that's what they depend on, a lot of young staffers and so-called volunteers that are into this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no such thing as being paid by the hour. You're given a stipend, and you work. So the whole thing is a crock. From top to bottom, in and out, it is a complete crock. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Well, they think we're all not stupid. We don't know what goes on. Anybody, Jennifer, am I right? You've worked on campaigns. It becomes wall to wall. It's your life that grabs every ounce of energy you have. You're not
but
working.
But I think it's
six,
what I actually get something different from this. You're looking at the real nuts and bolts of how these campaigns work. I actually think Bernie Sanders has been losing a little air over the last couple of weeks. I think Elizabeth Warren has been taking him down because she just has more policy and more policy details, and they're going after the same kind of primary voter. And this latest event just makes people go, okay, here's all these things that he's pitching, but is it too good to be true? If he can't even make it work in his little teeny tiny campaign,
right,
can he
point.
Make it work in the big country? In the big country that is the United States.
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. But I think, don't you think though, Jen, that the final like kind of nail in the coffin for Bernie was when he admitted during the debate that he would raise taxes on the middle class? I think a lot of people just tuned out at that point, and they were like, nope, Bernie's done. I felt that way watching it.
I feel like what's really going to happen is at the end of this month, on July 30th and 31st, they're going to have the next Democrat debates, and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will be on stage together, and she has a real opportunity to really show, kind of put the nail in the coffin for Bernie at this point. And I think if she can come out with policy, if she can come out with details to how to get some of these pie-in-the-sky ideas done, I don't know. I think Bernie's days are numbered, although he probably won't know it for about six more months, which is true with a lot of these candidates.
All right. So that's an interesting perspective. Thank you. That's a good conversation. In a moment, I want the ladies to talk from their perspective to Jay Honeycutt about the Apollo 11 situation and his experience as the director of, many could argue, the most important space years our country has experienced thus far. First, though, an experience that you also will not forget. It may not be earth-shattering, but it's a good experience to have this the opportunity to clean your teeth and whiten them with Power Swabs. Power Swabs works because it's all natural. Works for me, anyway, because it's an advanced whitening system, all natural ingredients. You'll see a change of shade after just one treatment. Increasing the efficacy happens after you use it every 4 or 5 days. It's a 5-minute deal, and you can see your teeth improve by the fact that the shadage changed. You're whiter and whiter and whiter and whiter. It also polishes your teeth while whitening them. Professional results at home fight stains caused by the fluoride in the water and the things that you drink and the things that you smoke and the things that you eat. The world's most advanced teeth whitening system is available right now for you to use by calling 800-208-1797. Call that number now. Use the DGV code and you'll buy Power Swabs at half the retail price. Can't get this any other way. Not online, not in stores, only by calling 800-208-1797. So brighten up your smile. Sparkle when you see other people. They'll love looking at you, and you'll love the impact of having whiter. It just makes you more confident. Whiter teeth. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Half price with the DJV code.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jay Honeycutt is with us. Jay, former director of the Kennedy Space Center, ran the shuttle program, has been involved with the astronaut corps for 50, 60 years. I've forgotten, you were an engineer. Did you go to school to become an engineer? Do I remember that?
Yeah, that's what my degree is. I'd have a hard time competing with these young people that are coming out today and with engineering skills, but yeah, that's what my degree says.
Well, isn't that what, that's what got us, though, the ability for us to figure this stuff out, the complicated technical stuff that we look at it. I remember understanding even one, I don't remember, I had the conversation with you, apogee and perigee and what that meant and how you figure it out and how you figure out where the moon is going to be at a certain time and how you get enough thrust and all of that other stuff that seems beyond imagination. So the ladies that are here with me, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, I'm not sure you've met any of them. I think maybe you've talked to Jennifer before.
And nobody's really good at all of them. So that's kind of why we're a little bit compartmentalized and
kind
of development work.
Right. All right. So, Jennifer, I'd like you and Victoria, maybe Kara, to have a we got a few minutes here with Jay. What do you want to know about the history of Apollo 11 that was celebrated?
I want to know about the human aspect of it. We know all the facts, and I think for those of us who were not alive at this point and weren't glued to our television sets, I would want to know just what the attitude was in mission control. Did these astronauts think they were going on a suicide mission? Did they have every intention of coming back? I mean, this was so groundbreaking that there had to be that element of what are we doing? What was that like on that day, just as far as the human element, and what did the astronauts think would be their future?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for the people in the flight crew office, but I mean, nobody thought they were going on a suicide mission, of course. Everybody felt like if the hardware behaved, that they had sufficient skills and training to accomplish the mission. So I think they all anticipated coming back as long as they didn't have a Apollo 13 kind of a thing that was more severe than that one turned out to be. But again, you know, they have been quoted as saying, well, you know, 50-50 chance of being successful was certainly in our heads.
Yeah. What about you guys? What about everybody behind the scenes and in mission control? Was the attitude very optimistic? Did everyone intend that they would actually make it to the moon?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, again, you know, it was dependent on the hardware performing, but as long as the hardware performed as it was designed and tested, you know, proven and tested to do, everybody was confident that, you know, that they were going to make it where they were going and they were going to get back okay.
You were so calm. You'd have to put like a Xanax lick in front of me on a day like that. Holy moly. I can't imagine. I guess that's what you prepare for, but wow.
Well, we did a lot of, I mean, that was my role. I conducted they were called integrated simulations, where we had the flight crew and their simulators down here at the Kennedy Space Center and the flight team at their consoles in mission control, and we ran practice missions. We put problems in, allowed them to recognize the problem and then react to it. We tested what we considered to be weak spots in their plan, and so most missions were pretty calm compared to the stuff they got exposed to during the simulations.
Right. All right, Victoria, you got a quick question for Jay?
I guess, I don't know if he's talked about it, but did Neil Armstrong premeditate that famous saying of one small step for man, or did you guys know he was going to say that?
Well, from what I understand, right before the flight, he was asked if he had a plan for what he was going to say when he stepped down on the moon, and his answer was yes.
Okay. Well, it's a good one. It's a good one.
The answer was yes. That's pretty funny. What kind of a guy was he really? The news media tried to sort of paint him as a loner, but he was just a quiet, studious sort of guy, wasn't he?
Sure, certainly was, and he I mean, his view was, hey, anybody in the office just about could do this. I just happened to be the one whose turn came up. Now, certainly that wasn't the case of those folks that put him there, because he was actually more skilled than anybody in the office. Yeah. But, I mean, he was not he had no ego whatsoever. He was a great guy.
Yeah, that's what made it work out. Well, certainly a fabulous experience for you and for us to hear the recount of it as we can, and just the attention that has been paid to this in Washington and down where you are at the Cape. It's just a wonderful. The brightest spot, I think, in my life and around the world, brought the world together that day. Jay, thanks. Jay Honeycutt, former director of the Kennedy Space Center here regarding Apollo 11 and the 50th anniversary.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I can hear a little NSYNC in this. I guess that's appropriate. As the music biopics continue to trend, thanks to the success of Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man, which wasn't quite as successful, but still a great picture. There's another focus, controversial mogul going to get the spotlight now, the rise and epic fall of boy band impresario Lou Pearlman, who was behind the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and O-Town, will be told in a new biopic called TransCon. Songwriters Desmond Child and Andreas Carlson, who wrote several signature 90s pop hits that were done by the Backstreet Boys, like I Want It That Way, NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, Britney Spears' Born to Make You Happy, going to write new music for the film's soundtrack. The producers, I've always loved this song. I don't know why, I just always have loved this song. Producers have optioned Brian Burroughs' Vanity Fair story, Mad About the Boys, and Tyler Gray's nonfiction book, The Hit Charade, to serve as the basis for the true crime tale of glory and greed. Known as Big Papa, Pearlman swindled investors out of $500 million. This is a bad guy. He died a couple of years ago. Served a 25-year sentence in federal prison for conspiracy, money laundering, making false statements to the government. The producers say Pearlman indisputably changed the course of popular music before unraveling in an unprecedented manner.
And I mean, it's true. NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all of that music is so lasting.
Yeah.
I still listen to it and I still love it. But the question I have is, who called him Big Papa? Because if I was one of these,
apparently,
like,
all of them did.
If I was a 17-year-old boy in a boy band and this guy was going around and I was calling him Big Papa, that is a red flag to me. That sounds creepy.
I think there was some other creepy stuff. Wasn't there some sexual stuff with him, too?
I would not be surprised.
Right? Like, I don't want to just say that, but I feel like I remember hearing something.
In this era of Epstein et al., and Weinstein et al. And everybody else et al. Yeah, this guy was a dirty pig. And I, because of my, I guess, inside or insight into the insides, I know I'm not a disc jockey anymore. A lot of the people in the record business and the radio business, I know about these guys. And Perlman was a no good.
Well, it'll make for an interesting movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, give it a little more.
Because Lance Bass, we talked about it a couple, a couple months ago, back in the spring, we talked about Lance Bass doing a documentary called The Boy Band Con. That premiered at South by Southwest, and that was all interviews with some of the boy band members and their parents of what was actually going on. And these guys were on the road touring, like, almost all year, and they didn't even get paid.
Yeah.
And then when they complained, he gave them a check for $10,000 or something horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be an interesting movie.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Other music news here. This is the time in each hour when we have a focus on music on the DJV program. So Victoria, Kara, and Doug now with insight on the Goo Goo Dolls and their new album. They're back. Announcing their upcoming 12th studio album called Miracle Pill, which is supposed to be out in September. And in celebration of that, the band is going to work on this new single, which has been unveiled, Money, Fame, and Fortune. Let me listen to this. You can pre-order Miracle Pill on the band's site, GooGooDolls.com.
You have an uncanny knack for going to songs when the
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Right to the intermission, if you will. Alright, so anyway, Money, Fame, and Fortune at Goo Goo Dolls. Say it again, Doug. GooGooDolls.com. 28 after the hour. We were born in ashes.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is claiming authorities there have arrested 17 CIA spies. The state media report claims the spies had been recruited to provide info on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites. Nationalities of the accused not immediately clear, but some of them have already reportedly been sentenced to death. The CIA has not yet commented on this report.
The National Weather Service says there's good news for those who've been suffering through a big heat wave. It's finally ending. Here's forecaster Bob Orovec.
Still going to be slightly above average across the eastern United States with some low 90-degree temperatures, but as we go on into Tuesday and Wednesday, the cold front will be sweeping offshore. Temperatures are actually going to be below average across a good part of the central to eastern United States. In some areas, temperatures are going to be 20 degrees cooler by Tuesday than they were over the weekend.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Just listen live. Take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Performance. This is the continuation of the DJV program. The presence of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen is paramount to our success. I'm Doug Steffen. In a few moments, I want to go back down to the that whole area of the Caribbean, where there are more problems with people and what they're drinking. Though, first, we have A couple of things in the focus from Victoria's point of view. She wants to take us to Joshua Tree National Park first.
Well, yeah, it's a place. I'm sure you've been there. I've never been to Joshua Tree National Park. It's a place that I really want to go. And according to new research, I better get there quickly, because they say there's a scientist from the University of California, Riverside, recently teamed up with a group of volunteers to study how 4,000 trees in Joshua Tree Park were reacting to droughts and wildfires exacerbated by climate change. And 3 million people a year go to Joshua Tree. And the actual namesake, the Joshua Tree, is an ancient species that they say doesn't possess like typical growth rings. So you don't know exactly how old they are, but they're thought to live between 150 and 300 years on average. Mm-hmm. Something is going on now with carbon emissions, and this report was in the journal Ecosphere, and it forecasts that without a reduction in global carbon emissions, only 0.02% of these trees will be left by the year 2070. And they say if carbon emissions do decrease, though, that they could actually save 20% of these trees. And so it's an interesting thing. These trees live in the hot, dry area, but they also do need, in the cooler weather, they also do need rain. And so because of the droughts that we've been hearing about, and they can actually go for long periods of time in dry weather, but they obviously do need some well-timed rains in order to survive. And they said that the trees also are very delicate, so they kind of crumble in extreme weather events, and fewer than 10% of the trees actually survive wildfires. So it's not a good report for the trees of Joshua Tree, those iconic, weird-looking little bonsai kind of trees.
There's more to it than that. I have a fellow on the farm that I'm sort of partners with that has a tree business. He's an arborist, and you know, we're talking, he was getting some of the stumps. I've lost a lot of trees, both at my home farm and down at the farm in the last 3-4 years. And so what we were focusing on was something that actually, when you reflect on it, makes a whole lot of sense. Because there's more being produced of the bad stuff, the trees are having to work harder in the photosynthetic process to exchange the bad for the good.
Right.
And so with the extra work that they're being called upon to do, it's not, and this is a living organism, folks, the same as your body. The earth is a living organism and a being, and so are all of the components, whether it's us. See, we tend to be so egocentric, it's all about us. But everything that lives goes through the same sort of problem, if you will, situation. There's stresses on their lives. The trees are being stressed now because there's more stuff in the air for them to have to clean up. And so as they work harder, the stress is greater, and they're more, in my area, there's a Dutch elm disease that's taking a lot of the elm trees down. There's a maple problem. There's a maple disease. There's something affecting some of the evergreens. And they don't have the strength. They don't have the stamina. They don't have, we all, you know, you talk about your own ability to ward off disease and that sort of thing, and trees are the same. They need to have a strong internal mechanism to keep bad stuff from, you know, destroying their core, their fiber. And that's not happening as well now as it used to because they are challenged more. And so that's why you see trucks all over the place. This guy's got, he brings in load after load after load of dead trees that he's had to cut down on people's property. Now, there are a lot of trees that are growing. Let's not mistake, this is not like it's the end of the world, but it's not good because they're being asked to do more than what
they're doing. Well, they're nature's air filter, you know, if you think of it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you live in a city and you have an air purifier in your apartment, or, you know, if you live in a place that's polluted, if you're driving in LA, the air filter in your car needs to be changed more often because of the smog and because of air pollution. So it makes total sense that the trees are just kind of crapping out because they just, you know, they have to work really hard, like you said, and they do their job, and they just don't have the lifespan that they used to.
Well,
just like any other air filter that we have to
change.
Their
immune system is not functioning as well as it ought to be. So that's something, yeah.
All right, so and then we've also lost a lot of trees around the country because of flooding. You know, just the ground gets so wet, the trees just topple over.
Can't take that either.
Too much water causes rot, so that's another problem.
Yep. Sharon Stone is in the focus of some people. Why is that?
Well, she actually she gave a new interview. Last week she attended the Women's Brain Health Initiative event, and she had a stroke in 2001. I don't remember this. Maybe I did know it back then, but I don't remember. But she said that it took her 7 years to recover from that. And in this new interview with Variety, she said, "People treated me in a way that was brutally unkind." And she said her entire life changed in September of 2001. She had a stroke along with a cerebral hemorrhage that lasted 9 days. She took a 2-year break from acting, but she said it actually took her 7 years to recover from all of it. And she said that it was a very, very tough time for her. She was, at the time in 2001, one of the most in-demand actors in Hollywood before she was hospitalized. And she said it also caused a huge financial burden for herself and her family. She said, "I had to remortgage my house. I lost everything I had. I lost my place in the business. I was the hottest movie star at that time." And she said, "Then I had a stroke and I was totally forgotten." And she credits Bernard Arnault, which actually we talked about him last week. He's the head of the LVMH. That's the luxury brand of Louis Vuitton and Moet and Hennessy. He actually gave her a Dior contract. And that's when we started seeing her doing perfume ads. And she was back in magazine ads. Women will know this. We started seeing her again. And that put her back on Hollywood's radar. And so now she's actually been a working actress for the last few years. But she is she does a lot of work trying to raise awareness of the symptoms of stroke for women. And she said that by the time, she said, "I didn't get to the hospital until day 3 or 4 of her stroke." And she said, "Most people die in that time." She said, "When I got there, I had a 1% chance of living by the time I had the surgery." And she said the doctors didn't know if she would live for a month after that. So she has been a big advocate for women talking about the early signs of having a stroke. And she said most women just put it off. They think it's just a really bad headache. They don't actually know the signs of stroke, which is important for all women to know.
Yep, sure is. You got to take your hat off to her, how she's come back around. Good for her. She's a fighter, obviously. Sharon Stone in the focus here on the DJB program. I want to quickly name in the news John Bolton, who is probably my... I have a lot of people in this administration that are not my favorites, but he's my most least favorite. He's like a beady-eyed woodchuck. And so
I call him the deranged walrus.
Well, he may be getting under Trump's skin. There's a report this weekend that he's not happy because every time he's with Trump, Trump's standard line is, "Let me guess, you want to fix the problem by nuking them all, right?" And that basically is a focus on what I've said about him all along. He has a lust for military action, and their relationship is not good. So whether he sticks around or not, Trump is resisting, you know, most everything that Bolton says is, yeah, but he's responsible for the Iranian situation. I mean, I suppose you could look at it, what does that mean, he's responsible for it? Well, he keeps fanning the flames. And anyway, so Trump keeps goading him, and Trump has his own idea of trying to fix the problem with Iran. Bolton is, according to Trump's staff, is trying to start the war of the century. And so, yeah, and you know, I mean, that's where his head is.
He's done it so many times before.
Right.
We know his playbook. I don't know Trump, who brought him in or who thinks that was a good idea.
Pence. He's a Pence plant. Trump last week had a meeting with the Irish prime minister, and apparently Bolton was in on the meeting, so Trump turns to him and says, "John, is Ireland one of the countries you want us to invade?"
Oh, boy.
So you can tell that there's not... anyway, he gets in. Apparently Bolton gets very touchy when it comes to all of this stuff. And he's also... He keeps saying to Bolton, you know, "You want to get us into unnecessary conflicts." So, I mean, I guess that says something. Trump doesn't want to have a fight. And I don't even, again, back to why is he there? Because that's all Bolton wants to do is fight with everybody.
Right.
So, you know, what is, at least Trump has the sense to counter it. But why is he there? Speaking of sense, a couple of things from the Caribbean. I was talking about what's going on. This Puerto Rican situation, the governor there, they're trying to get rid of him. Apparently, he'll not seek re-election. Step down as head of the party, et cetera, et cetera. But the embarrassment continues. The corruption is over the top. And so one wonders how he can actually govern effectively until the re-election next year. That would be my question. Wouldn't that be yours?
Well, I don't know how effective he's been anyway. You know, before all the scandal came out with the text messaging or the messaging app that came out that had all of the horrible things that he and some of the other officials have said. The other officials have all resigned. He's the only one left now. So
All right, let's move over to Costa Rica, where 19 people have died after consuming alcohol that was contaminated with high levels of methanol. The victims ranged from 32 to 72 years of age, consumed alcohol in various cities across the country, and this has been going on for a month, apparently. This is the same sort of situation as the Dominican Republic has.
Admitted it. At least Costa Rica is saying, yes, this is what this is.
And
you know, they're trying
to
get out ahead of
from.
It.
Yeah, right. I don't even know these. Guaro Montano, Star Welch, Aquadente from Buca. Who knows what this stuff is? None of that stuff is up here anyway. But apparently somebody's made a lot of batches of bad moonshine down there. Stay away from that stuff. All right, I think, does that cover the Caribbean?
Well, Costa Rica just is not the Caribbean, so.
No, that's true.
South America, but yeah.
South America, yes, it is, off the coast of South America. But anyway, maybe we can go visit Venezuela while we're down there. We'll just keep heading in that direction. Head south. If you want to cool off, that's good, because it's winter down there. You know, below the equator, it's winter. A friend of mine is down in Peru. She's sending back pictures of her trip down there, and it looks nice if they're all blanketed up. They're all bundled up because it's cold down in the mountains down there. If you're having trouble at night, maybe it's because your room is cold. I don't know what the problem is. Most people have trouble sleeping, have a problem because their pillows are lousy, their mattresses are lousy, the sheets are lousy. Why would you want to? The most important way to maintain your health, we're just talking about immune systems, your immune system is the only way you're going to keep yourself healthy. And if you're tired all the time, your immune system is weakened. If you're not getting a good night's rest, time for you to go to MyPillow.com and to take advantage of all of the special deals you have by using the promo code DJV. But look at what they have for pillows. Fabulous, guaranteed pillows. And mattresses and mattress toppers. If you're a MyPillow customer already, you know what I'm talking about. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable sheets, pillows, pillow, everything about this company. It's a just great American company put together by a guy who got it. So now, as all this stuff is made in America, that makes people happy too. All washable and dryable, that makes people happy. If you don't like them, you can send them back in 60 days. That makes people happy. Find out why everybody is talking about and using MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for discounts from 35 to 65%. That's right. Here's an example. Two free standard MyPillows when you get 30% off. And two free standard pillows when you buy the mattress topper. How about that? Mattress topper, standard MyPillows free when you use the promo code DJV. Take advantage of all these circumstances at MyPillow.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So it sounds to me like the music from the new Lion King is more update than the last one. I did not see the last one. I saw pieces of it. Is that just me imagining that, or is the movie music from Lion King more update, more upbeat, Chucker?
I got to tell you, I'll tell you a secret. I have not seen the original Lion King in its entirety. I'm not that big a fan of animation. I went to see this new Lion King, though, Saturday night by myself. I had a couple hours, so I wanted to see it for the show, and I gotta tell you, I enjoyed it. One, it was visually stunning. I don't know how they did this. It looks like you're watching a regular movie, not a form of animation.
When I saw the trailer, I thought it looked like, you know, a real thing.
Everything seems, all the animals, CGI in the movie seem very lifelike. I thought it pulled me in. The story pulled me in. I thought it was emotional. I liked the voice work by all the different actors in the film, and I was very satisfied with the final product. I cannot see, and I very strongly feel that the word of mouth among the general public is going to be very, very solid on this film, despite the fact that there is some naysayers among the critical world. I think it's like 60% positive.
Why? What's their problem?
I don't know. Well, they say it's a little too dark, some people, or it's a little bit soulless. I didn't agree with either one of them. Yeah, it's a Disney film, so it can be scary for children. No doubt about it. But all Disney films, the great ones, that is the current thread in all of them.
I remember back to my first Fantasia when I was a kid, yeah. Scared the hell out of me.
Right, and I think the first movie I saw in a theater with my parents was Pinocchio, and I found that to be very scary.
Back
in the day when it was re-released. But anyway,
Mickey Mouse never scared anybody. But other than that, yeah, a lot of that.
Oh, true. So Lion King did very well. Number one at the box office, $185 million opening weekend. And you know what's interesting? I think in the top 10, Doug, Disney had four movies: Lion King, Spider-Man, Toy Story 4. That's the top three. And then Aladdin, which was number 7. So, you know, now that Disney bought 20th Century Fox and that deal was completed earlier in the year, not only were they powerful, but they are tremendously powerful now in the industry, controlling a lot of the market share. They own Marvel. They own the Raiders of the Lost franchise. They have Star Wars. They have all this animated property. So, yeah, pretty impressive.
All right, speaking of Marvel, they've announced that Mahershala Ali is going to star in The Blade, which is I'm trying to remember with The Blade.
He's the new Wesley Snipes. Wasn't he a vampire hunter or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, those movies, the first one was really good. I think they did three in that franchise. But it goes to show you, well, there was two major announcements at Comic-Con over the weekend. That was one of them, right? Now, this is a guy who's won two Oscars, Moonlight and Green Book.
He's a
great actor. Again, he's going to be part of the MCU, Marvel Universe. And then Natalie Portman, they announced at Comic-Con, she played Jane Foster in the Thor movies, which is Thor's love interest. She's actually going to now play, they're going to turn her into a female Thor in a movie called Thor Love and Thunder. So two major A-list acting talents are going to play superheroes, which tells you, they all want a piece of the money, Doug. There's so much money in that.
Big money.
Why not?
Yeah. They all get back-end deals. Yep. I don't see her as a... She's too frail-looking to be a superhero. I don't get that, but yeah.
We'll see how that plays. I like her. I like her, but they're really... Everything that could be turned into a superhero property, they're going to do it. One other big announcement at Comic-Con, Jamie Lee Curtis has agreed to reprise the role as Laurie Strode in two more Halloween movies, one in 2020, which is titled Halloween Kills, and then 2021, Halloween Ends. It only ends, Doug, if the box office isn't good.
I'm going to tell you, she's signing on for big money, I'm going to bet you. At this point, with the success of these movies, there's got to be a lot.
The new Halloween movie, we watched it not long ago. I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great. I'm excited. Yes, I thought it was really, really good. Yep. It was great.
I liked it, too. I know among some of the people I know, it's very polarizing. Some people were disappointed somewhat. But overall, I thought it had a lot of good stuff in it. I liked her a lot. And good for her.
She's
She's probably going to get $10, $15 million a picture or certainly a back-end deal. I like her. I'm a fan.
A lot of stuff came out of Comic-Con, didn't it, this year? Are you surprised all the news
came out of Comic-Con? No, I mean, it is. This is when they unleash all the good news. It's good for movie fans. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like it. All right, Chuck, you're a lot of fun, too. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments here on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.